On Mondays, we speak with Slate political analyst Will Salatin. Will, August is a quiet time in politics usually, but I guess they haven't heard about that in New Jersey, where there was a lot of news this last week, the resignation of New Jersey Governor James McGreevy. He admitted to having an affair with a man he had appointed to a senior state post. He says he's going to resign on November 15th. Are there national political implications here?
Well, at first, you know, I thought there were going to be some national implications over the whole gay issue, but amazingly, everybody, including some of the most conservative publications, have said, oh no, the homosexuality thing, that's not the issue. Even the adultery is not the issue, you know. They're all upset about the timing of McGreevy's resignation. He said he's going to resign in November. If he resigned immediately, then they would apparently have to hold a special election for governor, coincident with the presidential campaign. And some Republicans are saying, oh, this is a scheme to help John Kerry by avoiding a local campaign at that time. I don't think so.
Okay, how about Florida? Hurricane Charley killed at least 16 people, left thousands homeless in Florida, and President Bush traveled there over the weekend to survey the damage. Will, how might this storm and its aftermath affect the presidential contest in Florida, where there is nothing unpolitical these days?
Well, of course, President Bush is trying to avoid the mistake that his father made in 1992. I will point out that his father won Florida, but it was very close, and everybody there was very upset that the federal government was slow to respond to Hurricane Andrew, which came through that state in 1992. So this President Bush is going to make darn sure, with Florida being as close as it is, that he's not going to fail to respond quickly to this hurricane. And he's already, of course, declared the state a federal disaster area. He went down to visit. Some people said that was political. President Bush pointed out, look, if I didn't come here, people would be accusing me of not doing enough. I think he's right. I think this is what a president has to do.
How about this storm? Was there much of a storm over a tax issue that President Bush has raised last week? He said this country ought to explore an idea that's popular with some conservatives, replace the income tax with a national sales tax. Is Mr. Bush really wanting to talk about a new tax scheme?
Yeah, this is not a great idea in this presidential campaign. You know, the argument for a sales tax, it's a tax reform idea. It's an idea that we don't want to tax wealth creation. We want to tax the spending. Economists can make an argument for this. If you are a president running for reelection and your approval rating is, you know, in the stratosphere and you're guaranteed reelection, then you talk about this. If you're in trouble, you don't talk about this, because politically, a sales tax is very dangerous. And it can be pointed out, as it's being pointed out, that if you are a lower income person, you spend a greater percentage of your income than if you're rich. So a sales tax hurts you.
Finally, Will, you sent us a note about a ad that's coming out from the Bush campaign that's designed to run in health clubs. What is this about?
Well, the ad is kind of interesting. It's an ad that's built around the Olympics. Here you are, you're president, you're running for reelection, but nobody's paying attention to politics. They're following the Olympics for a couple of weeks. So what do? You try to piggyback on the Olympics. And the ad shows a swimmer and all these lovely images of the world rising and competing together, and, you know, happy images. And the ad sort of suggests that the world is growing more democratic thanks to President Bush. The presentation of the ad is quite interesting. They're going to be running it in these health clubs with the idea that these are undecided voters. They're not watching television, but they're at their health club. We'll show them the president's message and they'll vote for him. It hasn't been tested before. And we'll find out after this ad runs and after this election is over whether this idea of running your message not on television but on these sort of closed circuit things like health clubs is a good idea.
The gold, the silver, the bronze, what are they going to get with this one?
Alex, my suspicion is the silver, but in politics that ain't much.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Will, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Alex.